So we're going to answer all your science questions, hopefully try and answer them for you today. And our first question here comes from Ed Hurtle in the USA. And here's a question for Chris. So if you're there, Chris, why can't mosquitoes transmit diseases like dirty needles can?
Yes, well, of course, the thing we know that mosquitoes are very good at transmitting is malaria. And the way in which they transmit malaria is that people who have malaria are made more susceptible and they're more attractive to mosquitoes in the first place. So the mosquito flies in, bites the person who is infectious for malaria. The malaria parasite, Plasmodium, then gets inside the body of the mosquito where it infects the gut cells of the mosquito and grows or replicates in there. This means that from a very small initial infecting dose, you have a very big dose then living inside the mosquito. The mosquito then goes and feeds on a second human who isn't infected with malaria. And in the course of feeding, the mosquito injects some of its saliva into the person, which acts as an anticoagulant and also as an immunosuppressant, so that the person's immune system doesn't attack the mosquito while it's feeding. And in the course of injecting that saliva, it now injects some of those malarial parasites, which are inside it, now at very high levels, into the person, and that's how the person catches malaria.
But what about things like... what about things like viruses and HIV? Because I know
this is a HIV, worry. The problem with HIV is that it's not actually that infectious, but when it comes to a mosquito, the problem for HIV is that it can't actually infect the mosquito. So a person who has HIV doesn't actually have very much virus going around in the bloodstream until either the latter stages of the disease when they've got AIDS or right at the very first part of the disease. So the amount of virus taken into the mosquito is very low. But then when the virus gets into the mosquito, it gets broken down or destroyed by the mosquito's digestive juices. It's not adapted to infecting or persisting inside the mosquito. So when that mosquito then goes and bites another person, the amount of virus that's in there is vanishingly small, if not zero, and therefore the amount that gets put back into the next person who gets bitten is absolutely tiny, and as a result, the person doesn't get infected. And that's very useful and very fortunate because, of course, with 30 million people on Earth, or more than 30 million people on Earth at the moment infected with HIV, if it could spread that way, it would be a major problem, because malaria infects about 300 to 500 million people every year and kills about 3 to 5 million of them.
Crikey, well, let's hope it doesn't figure out how to do it.